Okay, assalamu alaikum, inshallah. We're going to get started now on the Tawheed class. And today for the Tawheed class, make sure that's the right one. Okay, this is better. Okay, today for the Tawheed class, we're going to go back to talking about some topics for Ramadan. In particular, today we're going to start to talk about the virtues of the Quran. And the reason being is because this is the month of Ramadan, and one of the important things of this month is that this is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And there are so many blessings that a person gets for reading the Quran during this month. And there's a lot of Muslims out there who are not aware of the virtues of the Quran, especially during this month of Ramadan. So we're going to get back to this because I've received several emails from people who want to know why is it that we read the Quran during the month of Ramadan and what's so special about the Quran, you know, during this month. So we're going to go back to the topic of Ramadan just so that everybody understands what we're supposed to be doing during this month. Now, we need to understand that Ramadan has a special relationship with the Quran. Allah tells us in the interpretation of the meaning, the month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was sent down, a guidance for mankind, clear proofs for the guidance, the criterion, and whoever amongst you witnesses this month, let him fast during it. This is from Surah Baqarah. And here you can see how Ramadan has a special relationship with the Quran. Okay? Allah tells us to fast during this month because it's the month in which the Quran was sent down. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous man that you could ever want to meet. But he was even more generous during the month of Ramadan. And the angel Jibril, alayhi salam, would come to him every night during this month and rehearse the Quran with him. In other words, Jibril, alayhi salam, would come to him every night to make sure that everything was understood from the words of Allah. And from this hadith, we can take from here the importance of studying the Quran during Ramadan. The importance of meeting together for this purpose of reviewing the Quran and checking your memory or your knowledge of the Quran, increasing your recitation of the Quran. Okay? Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated from her father, who told her that Jibril would rehearse the Quran with him once every year. And in the year of his death, Jibril came to rehearse the Quran with him twice. So during the year of the Prophet Muhammad's death, the angel Jibril came not only one time to go over everything in the Quran with him, but twice during the month of Ramadan to make sure that before he died, everything was understood. Now, during the month of Ramadan, we need to reflect on what the companions did during this month. Because again, we have to remember, we're supposed to be living our lives in accordance to the example set before us by the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions. And let me tell you what they used to do during the month of Ramadan. They used to compete. The companions would compete in reciting the Quran during the night prayer of Ramadan every 3 days. Now imagine, every 3 days, the companions would compete to see who could recite the entire Quran within 3 days. They would also recite the Quran outside of Ramadan as well. But during Ramadan, they would compete in doing this. Some of the companions used to reflect on the fact that Ramadan is the month of recitation of the Quran, and it's the month of feeding the people. When Ramadan would begin, Imam Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, would stop narrating hadith, and he would stop sitting with the people of knowledge, and instead he would stick to reciting the Quran from its pages. Sufyan Athari, may Allah be pleased with him, he would leave off other acts of worship and stick to nothing but reciting the Quran. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she would recite from the pages of the Quran at the beginning of the day in Ramadan until the sun had risen, and then she would sleep. So Aisha, who was the favorite wife of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she would spend her day fasting by waking up, eating sahur, and then she would begin to recite the Quran from the sunrise until sunset. By the time the sun had set it, she would have completed the entire Quran. Zaid, who would bring copies of the Quran during the month of Ramadan, and he would gather with the companions around him, and together they would recite from sunrise to sunset. So here we can see, guys, during the month of Ramadan, we should try to recite as much Quran as possible, or read as much Quran as possible. This is why we try to keep the Quran playing here at the website for you guys in between the classes, because there's a lot of reward in reciting or listening to the Quran during this month. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many different hadiths which speak about the importance of reciting the Quran. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite the Quran as long as your hearts agree on it. If you disagree about it, then stop reciting it. Now, what this means is this. Again, you do not want to make anything a hardship upon you. The Prophet tells you to recite the Quran as long as you're understanding what it is that you're saying. But if you start to become confused in what you are reciting, if doubt is starting to appear into your heart over what you're reciting, then that's when you stop, okay? Or when the people are gathered together and the people are studying the Quran, recite it as long as you agree upon what it is that you're reciting. But when you start to argue about the Quran, that's when you leave it. So in other words, we recite the Quran during this month of Ramadan, but if it starts to get to the point where you start to disagree about different things and question different things, then that's when you stop, because studying the Quran is supposed to bring the people together, not separate them. We have to understand, it's when the Muslims go away from reading the Quran that innovations and superstitions begin. A lot of people ask the question, how does all these innovations in our religion occur? How do all these silly superstitions, such as a woman can't get married on her period, you cannot marry during the month of Ramadan, all these crazy suspicions, how do these things come about? Well, the answer is simple. When people deviate away from reading the Quran, this is when innovations and superstitions amongst the Muslims appear. And the reason being is because they begin to lack knowledge of the Quran. We have to remember, guys, Islam is based on two sources. Two sources. The words of Allah, which is the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. anytime we as Muslims get away from those two things, that's when our religion starts to become based on untrue things. But as long as we stick to the Quran and the Sunnah, then everything will be fine. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of judgment, he will complain to Allah about his people neglecting the Quran. So we have to remember, guys, this is something that we don't want to get away from. We do not want to get away from reading the Quran and contemplating its meanings. We have to remember that when we get away from studying and reading the Quran, that's when all the innovations appear. The same thing with the Sunnah. We don't want to leave the Sunnah. Every time we deviate away from the Sunnah, that's when all the distortions and misconceptions in our religion appear. Again, there are many hadiths in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses the virtues of the Quran. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others." In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Will not any of you go to the masjid and learn to read two verses from the book of Allah? For that is better for him than two she camels and three verses. Learning how to properly recite three verses are better for him than three she camels. And learning to recite four verses are better for him than four she camels. And the number of verses read in total are better than the same number of camels." So here you can see in this authentic hadith from Sahih Muslim how the Prophet stresses the importance of learning to read at least two verses, one verse, any verse of the Quran. And this is what Dr. Asim, who is our Quran Tajweed teacher here, tries to instill into the hearts and minds of everyone here too. No matter how difficult it may be for you to learn how to correctly, properly recite the Quran, the rewards of doing this are magnificent. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is no envy which is acceptable in Islam. There is no envy which is acceptable except in two cases. The case of a person whom Allah has given the Quran and he recites it throughout the night and throughout the day. And the second exception is a person whom Allah has given wealth and he gives it throughout the night and throughout the day." Those are the only two cases in Islam where we are allowed to be envious of someone. To be envious of a person who has knowledge of the Quran and recites it throughout the day and night. Or to be envious of a person who has wealth and gives in charity throughout the day and night. These are the only two cases in Islam where envy is acceptable. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever reads a letter from the book of Allah will receive a good deed from it, from his recitation. And the good deed is multiplied by 10. So for every letter of the Quran that you pronounce, you will receive one good deed, and that good deed will be multiplied by 10. So again, that shows the importance of reading the Quran, especially during this month of Ramadan, because remember, all of these are doubled. So a lot of people will ask us the question, do you get the reward? Does a person receive the reward of listening to the Quran? Yes, you do. If you do not know the Quran, if you have not memorized the Quran, You get the rewards of listening to one recite it. So when you join this website and you hear the Quran being played here, you are getting the reward of just listening. Just listening to the reciter recite the Quran. And he's reciting the Quran perfectly. You still are receiving rewards for that. Okay? So again, that shows the virtues of listening to the Quran. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is skillful in reciting the Quran is with the unveiled, honorable, and pious. And he who suffers when reading the Quran will receive two rewards. So what this means is for those people who read the Quran with ease, people like Dr. Asim, people like Abdul, people like Sheikh Atli, people who don't find the Quran hard to read because Arabic is their language. These are Arabic-speaking people. So this is their language. So they don't find it hard to read the Quran. They don't find it hard to pronounce it because it's their language. For people like them, they will be with the unveiled, the honorable, and the pious. For those of us whose language is not Arabic, for those of us who stutter and stammer when we read the Quran, then we will receive double rewards, two rewards. One being for the effort that we're making because it's not our language. So this is why you should never be discouraged from reading the Quran, from learning how to recite. This is why it's important for everybody here to participate in the Quran recitation classes. For those of you new to Islam, you need to join and learn how to properly recite the Quran. We know it's not easy, but you are getting double the reward. You are getting more reward than a person like Abdul or Brother Asim or someone who speaks the language. Okay? In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, he who has nothing of the Quran in his heart is like a house which has been destroyed. This is very important. For those people who profess to be Muslims and they don't know any Quran at all, and believe me guys, we have a lot of people here at this website. We have a lot of people here at this website. Some who have been Muslim for years and they have never learned not even a Fatiha. Many people here at this website. And sometimes I sit back and read the text chat here at the website and I laugh because sometimes I'll find a person join here who will say, oh, I want to learn some Arabic words. Teach me how to speak Arabic to my husband. First of all, your husband should be teaching you how to speak to him. And then you're worried about learning how to speak conversational Arabic when you don't even know the Fatiha. You've been Muslim for years and you don't even know how to properly recite the Fatiha. This is bad, guys. And I see a lot of people do that here. They'll come to this website. These are people who are not regular users. They'll pop in here and they'll make some silly comments like, teach me how to speak to my husband in Arabic. But they've been married for 20 years. If your husband ain't taught you how to speak to him in his language after 20 years, what makes you think it's going to make a difference now if you learn it? And then why are you concerned with learning how to speak to your husband in Arabic when you don't even know the Fatiha? You've been Muslim for 20 years and you still cannot properly recite the Fatiha. We need to reflect upon the saying of the Prophet here. He who has nothing of the Quran in his heart is like a house that has been destroyed. You can sit up and learn all the Arabic phrases you want to for your husband. But if you don't have any of that Quran in your heart, you're just nothing but a destroyed house. an old, abandoned, destroyed house. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read the Quran, for verily it will come forth on the day of resurrection as an intercessor for its reader. This is another virtue of reading the Quran, guys. On the day of judgment, when you stand before Allah, remember we talked about how your fast will intercede for you. In addition to your fast interceding for you, the Quran will too. The Quran will say to Allah, please allow me to intercede on behalf of her because she learnt me. She spent many hours trying to memorize how to recite me. So the Quran will intercede on behalf of us on the day of resurrection. So what does that have to say for all these Muslims, people who've been Muslim for years and still don't even know the Fatiha? What does it have to say for them? In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran is an intercessor by Allah's permission it intercedes, and it is an opponent which is truthful. He who makes the Quran his leader, it will lead him to paradise, and he who puts the Quran behind him, then he will be led to the hellfire. So again, we all talk about how we want to get to paradise. We all talk about how we're striving for Jannah. How can you be striving for paradise unless you are also learning how to recite the Quran? You are reading the Quran. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintain learning the Quran by heart, for verily it is greater in escaping from the chest of men than camels from their reins. In other words, it's easy to forget. Just like a person can memorize the Quran, it can easily disappear from your heart too. If you don't practice reciting it, and that's a terrible thing, guys, to have knowledge of something and then have that knowledge taken away. To have knowledge taken away from you, this is a horrible thing indeed. So even for those of us who have memorized surahs from the Quran, need to get in the habit of reciting them. Maintain learning them and memorizing them. Otherwise, you lose it. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, Allah raises nations by the Quran, and He also destroys others by it. So the Quran is something, it's a weapon that can work either for you or against you. The Quran is a book, it's the words of Allah, and this can raise you up. By learning the Quran, memorizing it, this can raise you up and bring you closer to Allah. But then again, the Quran is also something which Allah can use to destroy you by too. Okay? So again, we can see all these different beautiful hadiths which speak about the virtues of the Quran. So again, when you join this website during this holy month, and you hear that Quran being recited, you should listen to it. Try to listen to it and get some benefit from it. We have the Quran playing in English and in Arabic. We give the Arabic Quran and then we give the English transliteration of it so you can ponder the meaning, so you can think about the words. We need to remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the likeness of the believer who reads the Quran is like that of a citron. Its taste is delicious and its scent is pleasant. And the likeness of the believer who does not read the Quran is like that of a date. Its taste is delicious, but it has no scent. And the likeness of a hypocrite who reads the Quran is like that of a basil. Its scent is pleasant, yet its taste is bitter. And the likeness of a hypocrite who does not read the Quran is like that of a colocynth. Its taste is bitter, and it has no scent. So here we can see in this beautiful, authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us comparisons. He compares those who read the Quran, those who are hypocrites, he compares them with pieces of fruit that we can reflect upon. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will be said to the beholder of the Quran, recite and ascend. And what this means, guys, is on the day of judgment, after you are judged, for those of you who Allah allows into paradise, Allah will tell you to recite, and you will enter paradise, and you will be upon the level based on your recitation. So however many surahs you recite, you will be elevated up based on that into paradise. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the Quran and put it into practice. Do not abandon it. Do not put grudges upon others through it. And do not eat and gain wealth through it. In other words, the Prophet is telling us to not only read the Quran, but also understand it. We talked about how Allah gives understanding of this religion to only a few. And a person who has understanding of this religion is a person who practices what he knows. So when you read the Quran, put it to practice and do not abandon it. And do not make this religion hard upon others. Do not use your knowledge of the Quran to overburden the people. And do not make a profit off of it either. Do not go around selling the knowledge of Islam for a price, which is what so many Muslims are doing today. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the Quran and through it seek the face of Allah before there comes a nation that implements it like an arrow. These are the people who read the Quran fast and they do not recite it slowly. And this is in existence today. This is one of the signs of the last hour. One of the signs of the last hour will be that the people will recite the Quran quickly. They will learn the Quran, memorize it, but they will not implement that knowledge. And we see that happening today. There's a lot of people, guys, who I know personally, who have memorized the Quran from front to back, but they do not act upon what they know. I know many people personally, guys, who have memorized the Quran by heart, but they still do not pray. I know many people who have memorized the Quran by heart, but they commit zina. They commit zina. So that's what this is talking about, and this is already in existence. People who have knowledge of the Quran, who have memorized it by heart, but they don't practice what they preach. They don't implement that knowledge. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of people in regards to voices is he whom you feel fear of Allah when he recites. So this is talking about how virtuous it is for a person to be able to recite the Quran and make you feel Allah, make you fear Allah. These are people who they recite the Quran so beautifully that they can make you cry. Someone like Imam Sudais, may Allah reward him, he's one who I love to hear recite the Quran. Whenever Imam Sudais recites the Quran, he moves me to tears. I love his recitation. Or another example, Sheikh Atlee's son-in-law that we hear every night here for the Tarawih prayer. Look how beautiful his recitation is. His recitation is so beautiful it can move you to tears. It can make you think of Allah and weep. That's another example. People like this are truly blessed by Allah. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is not a group which has gathered in a house from the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying it, except that tranquility will descend upon them and mercy will befall them and the angels will surround them and Allah will mention them to those who are with him. And he who falls short in gaining knowledge and memory of the Quran should be prompt in action in that which will not hasten him to do. Now this hadith is another beautiful hadith which shows the virtues of you men going to the mosque. Going to the mosque, especially during this month of Ramadan. Another virtue of going to the mosque and gathering together with the other brothers, reciting the words of Allah and studying the words of Allah. Any man who does this, he will have tranquility and mercy befall him, and the angels will surround them, and the angels will ask Allah to forgive you your sins. So this is another reason why you brothers need to be at the masjid during the Tarawih prayer there, listening to the short lecture afterwards. If you guys notice, we have the Tarawih prayer broadcast every night from Sheikh Atlee's mosque. Notice how after performing the Tarawih, somebody gives a short lecture. Sheikh Atlee will give a short lecture, or Dr. Ali will give a short lecture, or Dr. Omar will give a short lecture afterwards. Notice that, okay? There's a lot of rewards in this. So you brothers really need to be up at the mosque together reciting the Quran and studying from it, okay? So thus we can see there are many, many virtues and benefits in reciting the Quran. And this is why we tell you guys that the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And this is why we stress to you guys to spend your fasting day reading the Quran, listening to it being recited, studying from it, studying about your religion. Again, that's why we try to play the Quran in between the classes here. Listen to that Quran when it's being played. Ponder the meaning of those verses. Today when I came home from work, I came to the website and the Quran was being played by Abdul. And then I listened to a surah that was being played after she left. Somebody, it might have been me because I think I was trying to play Quran too. Or it might have been Amy, I can't remember. But it was Surah Nisa. Surah Nisa was being recited. And I had just gotten home from work. I had to go to the doctor for my allergy shot. So I was getting dressed and getting ready for the doctor. And I was listening to the Arabic recitation and then the English that came after it. And they were talking about what men are lawful in marriage for women. They was talking about the stepfathers, your stepbrothers. And I was sitting there listening, and I was, you know, pondering the meaning of those words. And I was like, you know, so many women, they always want to know who are the mahrams to them. All you need to do is read the Quran. It's the mahrams are listed right here in this surah. And I was sitting there pondering this as I was getting dressed and getting ready to leave out. So this is why also, guys, we'll put the Quran on in English. In the English transliteration too. That English is for you to ponder the meaning. Because of course most of the people here do not speak Arabic or do not understand Arabic. So that's why we'll play the Quran in English too. So you're getting both rewards. You're getting the reward of listening to the Quran properly recited. And you're also getting the second reward of pondering the meaning. So that's what you do, guys. You ponder the meaning of the Quran when you hear it being recited or when you recite it yourself. For those of you who can read Arabic, and we do have many people here who can read Arabic, we have very few people who can understand what they read, but we do have a lot of people who can read. When you read the Quran in Arabic, you need to read the transliteration in English too, so you know what you're saying. Otherwise, you're not getting any benefit. You're getting the reward of properly reciting the Quran, but you're not getting the other reward, which is understanding what it is that you're reading. Okay? So this is how we spend the month of Ramadan. You spend the month of Ramadan listening to the Quran, learning about your religion, and indulging and engaging in good acts such as that. You don't just spend Ramadan fasting. Then after you break your fast, that's the end of it. You can go ahead and watch TV and go back to backbiting and slander. Go back to your zina trying to pick up somebody on the internet, age, sex, location. You don't do that stuff. This whole month should be spent reflecting upon the Quran. Okay? We're going to stop right here for today, and then tomorrow I'm going to continue on with this by speaking some more of the benefits and virtues of the Quran. And again, the reason why I switched to this is because I received some very disturbing emails from some of you asking me, why do we have to play the Quran? Somebody sent me an email this morning asking me, why come when they join the website, all they ever hear is the Quran, nobody talks to them? First of all, this ain't no chat room. This is not the hotline. This is not the pickup chat line. This website is not made for you to come here and talk to people about nothing but age, sex, location. And secondly, this is the month of Ramadan. What do you expect to be going on at an Islamic site of learning when there's no classes going on? If you want to listen to people talk, you need to join the classes. If you don't join the classes, then what do you expect to find here other than the Quran being played? Okay? This ain't no chat line. SubhanAllah. Okay, so we'll stop right here for today, and then tomorrow we'll continue more by speaking of other virtues of the Quran. And this will conclude our lecture for now. If you guys have